listen. We got Denied Mother on that project as the bonus track.
What? Okay.
We did that live at Bishop James H. Morton's church in Atlanta, Georgia. Paul Morton's brother, I'm a member there.
Okay.
And then on top of that, we have the song, actual song that says, after all the things I've been through, it's been worth it all. My season has changed. My life has rearranged. Oh, yeah. It's been worth it all.
And you're single.
Single is. I want to go where Jesus is. I went back. You know, my daddy was a Baptist preacher.
Okay.
And I used to, when I pull up in the church, sometime I'd hear him singing in there talking about, I want to go where Jesus is. Yes.
How did you enjoy your reunion when the caravan, you had that reunion, Paved the Way? How did you enjoy doing Paved the Way?
Oh, that reunion is always awesome. In fact, we're having another reunion with the caravans. Well, I'm going to be with them this Sunday up in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. That's up by Virginia.
Right.
You in Virginia?
Yeah, that's by us. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be with the caravans then. We always come together. And then we're going to have the big reunion of the caravans on May the 18th for my birthday and scholarship concert. I have it once a year.
Happy birthday to you. I'll say it to you early, Dorothy.
Oh, thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
May God continue to bless you. Our guest is the legendary Dorothy Norwood. Dorothy, when you first got into the business, did you ever think you'd be doing this for 50 years?
Never thought it, never would have dreamed that I would be doing it that long. But God is, I'm telling you, he's an awesome God. He's a keeper. And I tell you, the longevity is still rolling. And the thing about it is, I'm not tired yet.
All right.
Everybody's so amazed at the energy that I have when I'm ministering and singing. And they're all so amazed. I'm telling you, they are so amazed at how I can get around and do things. And God is just keeping me. That's all I can say.
What does Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday mean to Dorothy Norwood?
It means for unto us this day. I'm telling you the truth. There is a man that decided to die. He didn't have to, but he decided to die. I mean, gave his only son for our sins and our transgressions. And then the good part about it, he didn't stay there for 3 days. He rose again, and right now he's interceding at his father's side, pleading for you and I. Oh, my goodness.
I guess, Sister Dorothy Norwood, and a bit of sad news on a sad note. Pop Winans went home last night, and he was a man in this industry that we will surely miss. His children, from CeCe to BB to Marvin to the Winans,
yes.
They have a great legacy. Did you know Pop Winans?
Oh, yes, I did. I knew Pop Winans, and I knew Mama Winans, too, and all the little Winans.
Wow.
Oh, yes, indeed, I knew them. What a wonderful man of God, I tell you. I heard him speak one time, and he said, I love all my children the same. I don't have no favorites, no special ones. And I tell you, he said, anytime any of them got out of line, he said, I'll put them back in line the old-fashioned way.
Wow.
yes, indeed, sir. Pop Winans.
We're going to miss Pop
Winans. Legacy. I mean, all of his children were so talented. Could go out on their own as individual artists to bless this world. It's just amazing.
As we wrap things up, I guess, Dorothy Norwood. Dorothy, any plans for the next 50 years?
Oh, to stay on the battlefield until I die. Praise God. I don't know how long it will be or what the future holds for me, but I'm going to stay out here on the battlefield because there's still some souls that need to be saved. Some people that need to be encouraged. That's what I'm going to do.
Our guest, the legendary Dorothy Norwood. Sister Dorothy, it has been a pleasure just conversating with you. May God continue to bless you.
Oh, it's been my extreme pleasure, and I thank you for having me, and may God continue to bless you, Mr. Ellington.
You're welcome. Our guest, Dorothy Norwood, on Star 94.1.